This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The United States has announced it will temporarily stop sharing confidential financial intelligence with Mexico. Last month, secret information from the U.S. surfaced in a dramatic corruption scandal in Mexico City. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports that the suspension of information sharing could jeopardize ongoing investigations into money laundering and other illegal activities.
The U.S. and Mexico customarily share tens of thousands of tips on potential illegal economic activity every day. Washington has halted the exchange after the mayor of Mexico City brandished what he said were secret U.S. documents. The papers allegedly contain information about his ex-finance minister, Gustavo Ponce, spending lavishly in Las Vegas casinos using taxpayer money. The documents surfaced along with videos showing several top Mexico City officials allegedly accepting bribes. The first aired last month on national TV. It shows one of the mayor's close advisors allegedly taking money from a well-connected Argentine businessman. Cornered, advisor René Bejarano went on national television himself to say the president of the mayor's leftist party, the PRD, ordered him to collect the cash.
Ese día de los 45 mil dólares como los otros.
The day I picked up the 40 grand, I went to Reforma No. 9 in San Angel, he says, where President Rosario Robles lives. I gave her the money. Robles immediately resigned, but has denied any wrongdoing. The whole world knows that I don't give orders to Bejarano, she said. The whole world knows that our differences are historic. Do you believe that I would send him to collect money from the Argentine Carlos Ahumada? The scandal is the worst to rock the administration of Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a man long considered honest and hardworking by Mexicans across party lines. López Obrador is hands down Mexico's most popular politician and the frontrunner for president in 2006, according to local polls. But his popularity is slipping on the heels of this scandal. As his close advisors and top PRD officials fall from grace or teeter perilously, López Obrador has defended himself and his city government with one word, complot, or conspiracy. He says Mexico's federal government, in the hands of the conservative National Action Party, is trying to discredit him. The CISEN, Mexico's intelligence gathering agency, which is supposedly an investigative group set up to provide national security, is being used as a spying instrument to attack me and my government politically, he said. López Obrador says Mexico's government withheld the information from him, but leaked to the public the video of Ponce gambling. Mexico's Attorney General's office has launched an investigation into how López Obrador got the U.S. documents. The U.S. Treasury did not return repeated calls for comment. López Obrador's political career could hang in the balance, but at greater risk are the thousands of bilateral investigations into money launderers and drug smugglers that depend on the free flow of confidential information. A delegation of top Mexican officials is heading to Washington next week to try to convince the U.S. to reopen the flow of financial intelligence. U.S. officials say that will happen only with assurances that delicate information will not be leaked. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.